42763. Also, a Morris 1000 1963 for parts. Asking price there is £100, our nearest offer. Also, three teak flush doors, £10 each. And the number to ring about those items is 044 56294. Wanted a 5-foot rotavator. Telephone 0506 53176. That's 0506 53176. A brown deerskin coat, fur lined. It's an unwanted gift, never worn, and the size is 42. And the telephone number is, you can give us a ring here about that, 044-42702. Singer sewing machine, electric, motor attached, in perfect working order. Contact Rose Masterson, Ballymanus in Castle Pollard. And I see it's 1 o'clock, so we'll nip over now to the newsroom for the news from Anne.
Broadcasting from Mullingar on 1494 kHz AM and 104.7 FM. This is Midway Radio News.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. The Tallaght Community Council is to lay on a fleet of special buses to bring Packard Electric strikers to this afternoon's meeting in Liberty Hall. A spokesman for the council, Charles O'Connor, said it was offering its services as a genuine response to what it saw as a crisis for Tallaght and its people. The shuttle service will operate from the factory from 10 past one today. Labour talks on the survival plan for the Packard Electric plant in Dublin broke down in the early hours of this morning, and the company says it'll now put its own proposals to the general meeting of the 1100 workforce this afternoon. The IDA said before the breakdown of talks last night that they had no doubt that the factory would close unless there's a vote today for a return to work. Two unexploded incendiary devices were found in business premises in Dublin city centre yesterday evening. However, the Gardaí made no announcement about them. This morning they said, in deference to the business interests concerned, the locations weren't being released. The Gardaí are said to have information recently about the locations of where the devices were following the discovery of a number of them on the 9th of February, but it's believed these weren't found during the previous search. A three-man team has been established by the unionist leadership in the north to hold talks with unionist groupings about opposition to the Anglo-Irish agreement. They're to seek support for the campaign of opposition and to discuss alternatives to it. The so-called task force consists of DUP Deputy Leader Peter Robinson, official unionist Deputy Leader Harold McCusker, and his party General Secretary Frank Miller. The unionists are said to be looking for alternatives at a time when their anti-agreement protests are falling apart. And a Briton who underwent a skin graft operation has been affected by the AIDS virus. It's believed this is the first such case in the world. Britain's Department of Health said today that doctors would be reminded that all tissues for transplants should be taken from donors who are known not to carry the virus. The government spokeswoman denied a newspaper report that the patient's skin had been tested for the virus, but that doctors operated before getting the results. And now before the weather, some local news. Ballinay Residents Association, organisers of a major amateur talent contest, at the weekend announced the names of the overall sponsor and also the 8 section sponsors. The overall prize sponsor is Mullingar Carpet and Bedding Centre, Patrick Street, Mullingar. The top prize will be a beautiful trophy and £50 in cash. And the following 7 sections have been sponsored by the following. Category A, Singing, has been sponsored by Ballinay Brotonstown Community Games. B, Dancing, has been sponsored by Ballinay Youth Club. The Sketch has been sponsored by Marius York. The Ballad Group section by Des McLaughlin. Instrumental by Mrs. Anne Boyce. The Comic section by Ballinay Residents Association, and the Tiny Tots has been sponsored by Mrs. A. York. This contest has 2 heats on Thursday the 19th and the 26th of March, and the grand final takes place on Wednesday the 2nd of April in the Community Centre Ballinay. Entrants are advised that the closing date for receipt of completed entry forms is Monday the 9th of March. Entry forms are available from various outlets around Mullingar, and watch out for advertising posters which indicate where entry forms are available. An open day is being held at Moat Vocational School on Wednesday, March the 4th, when parents will be given the opportunity to view facilities and meet staff. This special occasion, which will also be attended by members of Westmeath VEC, will allow parents to see for themselves the extensive facilities offered by the school and the major redecoration and refurbishment work which has been going on for the past 6 months and is currently in its second phase. The parents can then meet the teachers in their own classrooms and view public displays of project work prepared by the students in such subjects as woodwork, English, art and science. The tour of the school will in fact be given by the students by themselves. And finally, the annual general meeting of the Moat Historical Society will be held in the Grand Hotel Moat on Wednesday, February the 25th at 8:15 p.m. At this meeting, a new committee will be elected, the past will be reviewed and ideas invited for activities during the coming year. Hence, it's an opportunity for everybody to contribute towards the progress of the Society's work and aims. It's to be hoped that all who are in any way interested in the local history will come along to this AGM, and young people are particularly welcome. The weather now for today. It'll be generally cloudy with scattered outbreaks of rain, chiefly in the south and southwest. Quite cold and breezy with maximum afternoon temperatures between 5 and 7 degrees Celsius. That's Midway News and Weather, presented by Anne Dwyer. There'll be more news here at 2.
You're tuned to Midway Radio.
Arms around you, do you ever think of me? When you whisper, I can't live without you, do you ever think of me? And in your eyes disguise those same old loving lines you tell so tenderly, and in your heart I'm feeling, when some heart you're stealing, do you ever think of me? Ever think of me? And when you whisper, I can't live without you, do you ever think of me? And in your eyes disguise those same old loving lines you tell so tenderly, and in your heart I'm feeling, what's the heart you're stealing? Do you ever think of me?
Question or Willie Nelson there asking the question, do you ever think of me? I probably put on it rightly that time, didn't I? Which write medals for it.
Here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dresses way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running round with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be a bringing up your little girl display. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. And they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades all pulled completely down? Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here 'cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. And if you smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Just a little patent place, and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did. It happened just this way. The day my mama stocked it to the Harper Valley PTA. The day my mama stocked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
Harper Valley PTA there from Jeannie C. Riley. Some more items I'd like to read out now in our shop window this, today. And if you want to get in on this, if you want to have something advertised here in Midway, give us a ring here now at 044-427-02. I remind you once again now that we have also a new facility for advertising cars, tractors, motorbikes, etc. So give us a ring at 427-02 and we'll give you details about that. The first item I'm going to read out here is about two doggies for sale. They're two male chihuahuas and they're registered with the IKC. They're £140 each. If you want one of the dogs, you can, or the two of them in fact, you can phone 044-74524. There's a washing machine, an Indesit L5 automatic for sale in need of repair. There's also a service twin tub in need of repair. Now, the washer on this is working and the spinner is in need of some slight repairs. If you're interested in either of those, the number is 044-74427. A round Victorian mahogany table for sale with three prong legs, £150 or nearest offer. The telephone number is local again, 044-74328. Three Campbell School of Dancing costumes for sale. Also, three pair of heavy jig shoes, nearly new. And the sizes are, there's two sizes of the shoes, is 4.5 and one is 5.5. Selling reasonable, contact Nuala O'Toole in Kinnegad.
Giving of yourself just to help make ends meet. Working woman, you know this ain't the way it's meant to be. Working woman, where do you find the time to love me? Home today, but we need every penny we can find.
That's a little song there dedicated to all the ladies called Working Woman. And to say a woman's work is never done, I've no doubt that that is very, very true indeed. Now, anybody like a nice caravan for their summer holidays? Well, there's a 14-foot Munsley caravan in perfect order with side awning for sale. And if you're interested in that now, it's going at a very reasonable price. You can telephone the following number. It's 044-26215. That's a 14-foot Munsley caravan in perfect order with side awning. Very reasonably priced. And inquiries to 044-26215. Sounds just like the thing for the summer. Always assuming that we're going to get one. Now, also we have here for sale an 18-inch Dunsley back boiler. And the telephone number there is 044-75156. 75156. Glen Campbell here this time. Rhinestone Cowboy. A song all about Mike Young.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo, like a rhinestone cowboy, getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over the phone.
And through all kinds of weather, you'll find I'll never change. Through the sunshine and the shadow, I'll always be the same. We're together, right or wrong. Where you go, I'll tag along. Remember me, I'm the one who loves you. And through all kinds of weather, you'll find I'll never change. Through the sunshine and the shadows, I'll always be the same. We're together, right or wrong. Where you go, I'll tag along. Remember me, I'm the one who loves you.
From the depot, on a bar stool, she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry and here ever after, I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. Big hands were calloused, he looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking, his big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, you picked a fine time to lead me, Lucille. With four hungry children and a crop in the field. Made him look small. From the lights of the bar room to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, the words that he told her kept coming back time after time. He picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. With four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. This time you're hurting won't heal. He picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. Picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. Four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. This time you're hurting won't heal.
Come on over to Whispers at Bronze Hotel Mullingar, where all the top acts appear. Featuring in the lounge this weekend, on Thursday night, February the 26th, it's Toss and Twilight. On Saturday night, February the 28th, Sean and Richie. And on Sunday night, the 1st of March, it's Music with Noel Sheridan. Music for your pleasure each and every weekend at Whispers, Bronze Hotel, Mullingar. For engagement and 21st birthday parties, phone 044-484-39 or 488-31. Bronze Hotel offer reduced rates for midweek wedding receptions.
Come on over to Mark's. Come on!
Fireplace extravaganza at Stone Facings Limited, Lynn Industrial Estate, Mullingar. We are specialists in Connemara marble fireplaces, mahogany surrounds, Adams and Georgian period fireplaces, slab marble, marble window boards, marble floor tiles and brass fire grates and accessories. Stone Facings carry a wide range of fireplaces in modern and period designs with prices from as little as £150. See our fabulous selection at Stone Facings Showrooms, Lynn Industrial Estate, Mullingar. And tune in to the Stone Facings Show on Midway Radio each Monday morning from 11 to 11.30 for news of our fireplace extravaganza. For free quotation and colour brochure, call to Stone Facings Limited, Lynn Industrial Estate, Mullingar. Telephone 044-40202 or 40203. We are open 8.15am to 5.15pm Monday to Friday and 11am to 1pm on Saturday. And don't forget the Stone Facings Show on Midway Radio every Monday morning.
A little, change in musical taste here. This time we have Mary Black, Stephen Foster number. This one's called Hard Times.
Times, huh?
We all know all about that, don't we? Now, on Shrove Tuesday night, next on the 3rd of March, Sister Kathleen will hold a special pancake night out in Brothers Hotel in Mullingar. And there will be hot pancakes served during the show free of charge. And there's a draw for a portable television on the admission ticket, plus other prizes. Music is by Sean and Richie, and tickets are £150 each. And proceeds are in aid of the parish house in Grange. That's on Shrove Tuesday night, the 3rd of March. Go along and get your pancakes. Here's Christy Moore.
You're in the pub at 10:30, the money for the cure all spent again, trying to figure out who's carrying, where they'll be that day. Forget about the night before, when you were flying for an hour or more, and move across to the central bar, hoping that you'll see one of them hard guesses, soft faces, who grip you with their deadly smile. The grip that slowly tightens and the grin gets slowly deeper. Beads of perspiration stand upon your cadulation. Someone takes the pressure off and calls out more porter. Soon enough the tap runs dry and the afternoon goes slowly by. The barman looks on warily as your mates come drifting in. Someone says there's a session on, the tarnished bar is just hit down. Move across to the widow's, see if you can rustle up the entrance fee. From one of them hard kisses, soft faces, will grip you with their deadly smile. The grip that slowly tightens and the grin gets slowly deeper. Beads of perspiration stand upon your cadulation. Someone takes the pressure off and calls out more porter. A woman you know buys you your last, and the evening goes flashing past. Friday screaming as you're eyeing the slots behind the bar. The party crowd is gathering, the banjo, fiddle and mandolin. The cyber flag and the punt is on. If you haven't heard a tosser, won't you bring along a dozen of them hard kisses, soft faces, a grip you with a deadly smile. The grip that slowly tightens as the grin gets slowly deeper. Beads of perspiration stand upon your cadulation. Someone takes the pressure off and calls out more porter.
Each Tuesday night he goes out with the boiling gets tired, but when the evening's through, he comes home to the queen of the house. I know the milkman, the ice man, they come every day. They give me tips on the horses to play. And when I got the time to spare, I sit and wish that I picked a rich millionaire. I sing up every day at six. Bacon and eggs it takes. Four kids from one to four. Pretty soon there'll be one more, but Sundays I'm mighty glad we send the kids to his mom and dad. It's the day that makes me glad I'm queen of the house. Up every day at six, bacon and eggs to fix. Four kids from one to four. Pretty soon there'll be one more, but Sundays I'm mighty glad we send the kids to his mom and dad. It's a
That number there is called Queen of the House. Of course, that's the answer to Roger Miller's hit there, King of the Road, especially another one there for the ladies. And we have a lovely one here now coming up from the Dublin City Ramblers.
Molly, dear, did you hear the news that's gone around? Down in the corner of my heart, a loving place you found. And every time I gaze into your Irish eyes of blue, they seem to whisper, darling boy, my love is all for you. Change your name, go on, begin, begin, and I'll do the same, my Irish Molly, oh. Molly, dear, did you hear I furnished up the flat? Three little cozy rooms with baths and a welcome on the mat. It's £5 down and 2 a week will soon be out of debt. It's all complete except they haven't brought the cradle yet. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet Aquishlet dear, I'm barely on my trolley.
My Irish Molly.
nice little one that you could all be singing along with there, Irish Molly from the Dublin City Ramblers. I think we'll have a little concert here now from the Dubliners.
My Lord Bishop, Reverend Fathers, Reverend Mothers, Your Excellencies, my Lord Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, and fellow peasants. Tim Finnegan lived in Walking Street, a gentleman Irish, mighty odd. Well, he had a brogue both rich and sweet, and to rise in the world he carried a heart. But Tim had a bit of a tibble on the way, with a love of the liquor he was born, and to send him on his way each day, to drop in the crater every morn. Quack, pull it down with your dance, dear partners, around the blow with your throat and shake. Isn't it the truth, I tell you, lots of fun and fitting us awake. One morning Tim was rather full, his head felt heavy which made him shake. He fell off the ladder and he broke his skull. Then they carried him home, his corpse to wake. Well, they wrapped him up in a nice clean sheet, and they laid him out upon the bed, with a bottle of whiskey at his feet, and a bottle of powder on his head. Whack, pull it down with his hands, dear partners, around the floor with his butter shake. Isn't it the truth, I tell you, lots of fun at fitting us awake. Well, his friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. Well, first she brought them tea and cake, then pipes the back of amber and the punch. Then the widow alone began to cry, such a lovely cough did you ever see. How much you came aboard and why did you die? Will you hold your crops as Molly McGee? Why pull it down with a dance to your partner around the floor with a thunder shake? Isn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun and getting it away. Oh, well, Mary Murphy took up the job. Biddy, she see you're wrong, I'm sure. Oh, well, Biddy fetched her a belt in the gob and left her sprawling on the floor. Well, civil war did then engage, woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh law was all the rage, and a row and eruption soon began. Wake, pull it down with a dance to your partners around the floor with a thunder shake. Isn't it the truth, I tell you, lots of fun and fitting us awake. Oh, well, Tim Maloney ducked his head when the bottle of whiskey flew at him. He ducked and landed on the bed. The whiskey scatters over Tim. I'll be daddy revives and see how he rises. Tim Finnegan rising in the bed. Saying 20 hour whiskey around like blazes. Peter Tonnet and Jason, do you think I'm dead? Quick, pull it down with your dusty apart around the floor with your thunder shake. Isn't it the truth, I tell you, lots of fun and Finnegan's awake.
Thank you.
nice bit of fiddle player there from the Dubliners. And coming up next, we have Makem and Clancy.
As I walked out one morning fair, it'd been in the month of June. The dew was sparkling on the grass, and the small birds in full tune. And when returning from a walk by the fields I chanced to stray, it was there I met my heart's delight by the dawning of the day. Her head and beautiful neck were bare, and mantle none she wore. Her golden hair in ringlets fair, it hung her shoulders o'er. Her rosy cheeks and ruby lips, they stole my heart away. And I stood to stare at that Venus fair at the dawn of the day. Where are you going, my pretty fair maid? Where are you going so soon? I'm going a milking my cow, kind sir. It's been in the month of June, and the pasture that my cow feeds on, it lies so far away. And I've got to be there each morning fair by the dawning of the day. Come sit ye down, my pretty fair maid, supposing it was a mile. Come sit ye down on this primrosy bank, and we will chat a while. With the lambkin sporting on every side, and the meadows blooming gay, I'll pledge to you my heart and hand at the dawn of the day. Oh no, kind sir, the maid replied, I cannot tarry. My parents wait for my return from the milking of my cow. But perhaps we'll meet some other time if you chance to pass this way. And she gently glided from my sight. Another nice little ballad there on this ballad concert here at midday at lunchtime to help the old lunch go down. A couple of other things I want to read out here now on our shop window, and it has proven so popular that we'll probably be reading out some more tomorrow as well. So if you want details of our shop window where we advertise stuff here for you on Midway Radio, you can give us a ring at 044-42702 about this little service. And for sale, a 14-foot Monsley Caravan in perfect order with a side awning. And it's reasonably priced, and you can telephone for that 044-26215. That's 26215.
Also for sale, a pine table, 2 pine chairs, 2 pine bench seats, 1 pine coffee table, 1 cane baby crib with stand and accessories, which is an unwanted gift, all in excellent condition, and can be purchased for £250, or they will sell separately. And the telephone numbers for those is 0506-55903 or 044-427-63. There's a Singer sewing machine, electric motor attached, in perfect working order. Contact Rose Masterson, Ballymanus in Castle Pollard. Also, a brown deerskin coat, fur-lined, unwanted gift, never worn, size 42. And you can telephone 044-427-02 about that one. Now, we return to the Dubliners once again for another few songs.
Well, you've heard of the Indians, their tommyhawks and spears, and of the UN warriors, the heroes of recent years. Also, I might mention the British Grenadiers. Well, none of them were in it with the Dublin Fusiliers. You've heard about the Light Brigade and of the deeds they've done, and of the other regiments that many victories won. The pride of all the armies, who in them catapineers, was that noble band of warriors. The Dublin Fusiliers, and we are left for the right of our faith. This is the way we go, charging with big Spain. It's the terror of every foe. Between the Russians and the Brits, the Tsar one day was reading an old copy of Tit-Bits. And when the general came to him and threw himself down in tears, we'd better run back like blazes, here's the Dublin Fusiliers. The Tsar commenced to tremble and he bit his underlip. They got a vice, see, I think we'd better take the tip. Them devils come from Dublin, and to judge from what I hear, they're demons of militiamen. Get ready, lads, lay down his sword and gun. Take off your shoes and stockings, boys, and when I tell you, run. They didn't stop but started, and amidst cheering and cheers came a shower of bricks and bullets from the Dublin Fusiliers. The time that Julius Caesar tried to land down at Ringsend, the Coast Guard wouldn't stop us, so for the Dublins they did send. And just as they were landed, lads, they heard cheering and cheers. Get back to Rome like babes ears. The Dublin Fusiliers.
Introducing to you Ireland's newest superstar, Louise Jones.
Look at me, I'm climbing up.
Songwriter Louise Jones. Louise Jones, her exciting new album is on general release and is available in all leading record shops now. Discover Louise Jones.
Step into the satellite era by contacting Tom Scally, Glascorn Rathconrath. International TV now available. Freestanding and stayed towers manufactured in all sizes, supplied and erected. Specialists in satellite TV systems, TV dishes supplied and erected. And also pipe TV systems. That's Tom Scally, television aerial erector, Glascorn, Rathconrath. Call us for that perfect picture. We stand by every job. So telephone Tom Scally at 044-421-88. That's 421-88.
By the Sea from Foster and Allen, bringing the show to another close for today. Thank you very much indeed for the pleasure of your company all morning, and I do hope you can join me again tomorrow morning, being Wednesday. We'll be talking about the butcher shop spot, and also we'll be having an extension to the shop window that we had today. So to see you all again until tomorrow, do take care of yourselves. Mike Young is coming up next with the best of music. I'm going to leave you with this one from the Wolf Tones.
Steamboat, where you can hide your worries on a high float, and we'll take a trip to leprechauns and shamrocks and hide our minds and troubles for a while.
And we're going.